Three Sweeps In. Written by Asuka Kureru. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Homestuck. Rating, teen and up. Relationships, Jane clubs Gamzee, clubs Terezi. Also tagged for Minor Violence, Ashen Romance, Auspistus, and Trollstuck. Part 9 of the Covalent Bond series. Recorded for Hanan Obita for IEEE 2016. Author's notes. This happens two or three sweeps after the last fic I've posted. Gutsy Gumshoe, GG, started trolling Gallows Calibrator, GC. GG, Neophyte Pyrope, GC. Metacolor Crocker, GC. What do I owe this sudden message to? Question face. GG, oh come off it. You will not pretend I never contact you, be it first or at all. That is an entirely too obvious derailing tactic and shall not be tolerated. GC. Perhaps. Unimpressed face. GC. The question remains. GG. And you will not pretend you have no idea either. GG. Gamzee did not call me. GC. Huh. GC. Here I had him unfairly pegged as the kind to go running to tattle while laughing like an idiot without a clue so it wouldn't look like tattling. GC. He's really good at that. Frustrated face. GG. Gamzee did not contact me. Carcat did, when he brought Gamzee over to the clinic for hypothermia. GG. Those bonds had better have been tougher than you planned for them to be, Pyrope. GC. Oh, GC. It shouldn't have taken him more than 2 hours to be walked in on. GC. Or failing that, someone would have investigated the fainting lowbloods. GG. Yes, except that losing control of his powers is something the great Gump's paler half would have been very disappointed in him for doing, so he forced himself to only let out the kind of background hum that you don't really notice, but still gives you the willies badly enough to avoid the heck out of the place. GG. 7 hours later, here we are in the emergency clinic. Do you know how bad it is when someone Gamzee's cast actually manages to reach the point of hypothermia? GG. I'm only contacting you now and not earlier because it took us exactly that long to bring him out of it. GC. Oh, hell! GG. No friggin' kidding. GC. That's really not what I intended to do. GC. Damn, now I feel bad for the asshole. GG. You set him up to stress test his commitment to his Moirel's request with his health and safety in the balance. You know how unlikely Carcat is to cut him any slack because excuses after what happened in the game. GG. I just hope it wasn't also a more or less subconscious way to get back at Carcat for the Dave thing, or at Dave for the Carcat thing. That would be really crappy. GC. Okay, you told me to tell you when it's too far. GC. That's too far. GC. You get to slap me down when I go overboard with Gamzee. GC. That is your right and your prerogative as our auspistess. GC. But you do not imply I'd mess with Karkat's quadrants to get at him or his other quadrants. GC. I would never, and it's insulting that you think I would. GC. And not in a good way. GG. You're right. My apologies. It's been a really tiring day, and I'm feeling less than charitable. GG. I'm sorry for that, Terezi. GC. Wow, baby. Wink grin. GC. Okay. GG. Heh. GG. You did seem overly snappish and frustrated with the two of them, last I heard. There was mention of a table breaking? GC. Not in a good way either, alas. Frustrated face. GC. And Jane, you know you are the dreary weather of my heart. GC. The freezing shower of my romantic appliances. GC. But please don't start getting ashen for me and Karkles and or Dave. That would be very human weird. Frustrated face. GC. Groan. GC. It was a human concern for group dynamics, not any ashen twinge. GG. Also, I think Jade might shank me if I ever tried to meddle for dear Mr. Vantis. Had I any such inclination? Bucktooth wink. GC. I know a good middle leaf for you and Jade, just in case. Clubs. GG. Don't even. GC. Hehehe. GC. So. GC. Is he going to be okay? GG. Sigh. Yes. He should be good as new in a couple days at worst. Though he is feeling rather crummy at the moment. GG. Still, it could have gone a lot worse. GC. I guess that's good. GG. You guess? Stern bucktooth face. GC. Okay, fine. GC. That's good. GC. I don't have the first clue why, and something is obviously wrong with my think pan, but I'd miss the spasms of disgusted rage he inspires. GC. And I'd really miss a reason to have you all up in my business. Winky face. GG. Imagine me swooning. GC. Consider yourself imagined. GC. Anyway, how is everything going with the old crew? GC. Feffery take over for the captain yet? GG. Do you mean, did the captain give it out of terror and ingrained deference without Feffery having made the slightest move to usurp his authority? GC. The slightest open move, at least. GC. The girl is sneaky. Smile. GG. Well, then she managed to be sneaky enough that I have noticed nothing. But as I am quite out of the way in the infirmary and not part of the plotting plotter's council, that is not necessarily proof that nothing happened. But alas, I cannot tell you either way. GG. She's healthy, at any rate. So is everyone else. GC. That's good to hear. GC. Not that I've been gone for very long, but... GC. I'm gonna need regular updates. Frustrated face. GG. Heh. How's the trip, by the way? GC. Boring, bland, and did I say boring? GC. Licorice everywhere and boring bores for traveling companions. GC. And not even a crime to play with. Frustrated face. GC. You'd think that locking up so many Legislacerator hopefuls in the same ship, intrigues would happen. But no! GC. This is shocking! GG. I am shocked. GC. No, you're not. GG. However did you detect that? GC. My keen sense of observation and also the awareness that you are one snarky broad. Wink face. GC. Do you regret not coming with me yet? GC. Because it's too late. They just told us we were 30 minutes away from docking. Big grin. GC. Finally. GC. I'll message you back in 4 hours or so. GG. All right. I'll see you in a bit, Terezi. GC. I won't see you. G. GG. Groan. GC. Because I'm several light years away. Ha ha ha! GC. Later, my little thorn bush. Clubs. GG. Oh, very well. GG. Clubs. Now go get ready. Godspeed and shoo. Gallows calibrator, GC, is idle. GC. Okay, what the hell? GC. Intrigues may be afoot after all. GG. Beg your pardon? GG. Terezi? GG. Terezi Pyrope, you infuriating mess! You had better have meant to sound alarming! GG. Terezi! Gallows calibrator, GC, is offline. GG. Fuck. Terezi would be very sad if she knew she was worrying her middle leaf. All right, she wouldn't be. Aggravating your ashen mates is how you show you care, after all. She'd be very sad if she wasn't too busy being worried herself. They took all her luggage from her hands, and she doesn't know if she's going to get it back in one piece, because it's certainly going to be searched. She doesn't know what made the ID reader of the door howl, and no one will tell her, and she can't help but fear that she has some forgettable bit of alien hardware in her possession, some piece of game-made impossibility. She doesn't show it, of course. They took her cane, too. She can take the blue blood leaning over her with mean, narrow eyes and taser claws. She's pretty sure. It's the rest of the station she's more wary of. She's been through worse, but she can't pilot. Escape would necessitate her procuring a ship. She misses Solix and Tavros rather badly right now. "Where did you get this card?" he says, and throws it in the middle of the table with casual disdain. "It was my officially issued paperwork," Terezi replies, without cracking wise, even a little bit. She sways with a blow to her cheek. A signet ring catches her lip. Salty, sea green. "It is a very good fake," the man says, and now he sounds almost admiring, in a still disdainful way somehow. Terezi makes note of that trick. Okay, not really. She came up with it when she was 6. It just seems oddly ridiculous that after everything she lived through, this might be what kills her. Paperwork irregularities? "If it's fake, it's without my knowledge or consent." She can feel the trickle of a telepath more discreet than Vriska, nudging at the edges of her mind. Probably a lower blood, though. She's pretty sure they're only getting the surface, just enough to confirm whether she's going to lie openly. "I received it in the mail inside my official assignment envelope, by drone delivery, after I completed my filial duties." The man frowns, probably over receiving the report that she doesn't feel like she's lying. They're also probably telling him that she's feeling much too calm and steady, that she's maybe not as surprised as she should be. She's not. She wonders if this is yet another way the game fucked them over on the way out. Her card worked just fine on her home ship, but who knows if they have the same security as the Legislacerator Academy. Another slap. Almost friendly, really. They haven't tied her down yet. This is basically asking with pretty please. It's not going to stay that way long. "May I know exactly what is the matter with my card?" "So you can lie around it better? Ha!" Huh. She scours her brain for precedents. She's smiling, all thin, all teeth. And she didn't mean to, and it's making things much too antagonistic already, but the adrenaline has an effect on her too ingrained to break. A drop of blood bisects her chin with a teal line. "So that I know what the exact charges leveled against me are. It's quite different to be in possession of a damaged card or a deliberately hacked one, for example." The room is cold and metal, unsettling, and supposed to be unsettling. No comforting grubs or round shapes, no biowires. But she spent too long in a floating lab in Paradox space, and it's borderline homey at this point. Okay, maybe not, but brings back memories at any rate. She looks at the man's assistant guardsman idly, trying to pin down the telepath. Not that it'll change her situation much to know, but it's intel. Intel is always good. She gets hit in the face again. She catches herself frowning and bows her head to hide the not very cowed expression. Attitude is good for survival against equals, but face to face with a superior who thinks her a criminal, she's going to get herself killed at this rate. "I did not knowingly tamper with the ID card issued to me, which, to the best of my knowledge, is the same card I'm using now." She repeats the same sentence, or variations on it, another 6 times. "Who made it for you?" "This is a government-issued card. No one altered it for me." "Tell me who." "I don't have that knowledge." "This is not your ID card," the man says patiently, and slaps her across an ear. Dizzy, she catches herself on the bottom of her chair. "You know how we know?" "No, sir," she says, and thinks, "But I'm eager to be schooled." Things aren't desperate enough for her to say it out loud yet. "I don't know how you know a thing that, to my knowledge, is factually not a thing." "We know," he says, gently, like a mildly disappointed but still caring Moiraine, "because that genetic code is already in use." And he gestures to the door, which one of his assistants obligingly keys open for their little bout of pre-trial drama. It's like thunder down her spine. "Here I am, boss ma- oh. 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 Oh, oh, gog, Jesus, mother grub, and every single tentacly lord of the abyss, it's her, it's..." "Sick," Lachula whispers, eyes glued to Terezi's face. They stare at each other for a handful of seconds, the rest of the room forgotten in that single, perfect moment. Terezi wants to laugh and never stop. That magnificent, infuriating, perfect... She wasn't on Terezi's Trollian contact list. Even the cherubs were on her Trollian contact list. They can do anything. "Huh," one of the hangers-on mutters, and Terezi glances that way, and the interrogator looks all wrong-footed, eyebrows furrowed as he looks from one to the next, and Lachula steps around the table, still staring at Terezi with open fascination. Terezi stays seated, but she stares back. Nothing should be as important. Nothing should seem to be as important. Nothing is. "Is this... Oh, man! Ain't I hells of too young for a descendant? Oh, look at you, baby girl!" She wipes awkwardly at Terezi's bloody chin with her sleeve. Terezi chokes on a laugh, grins up at her, wide and wild and sincere.
This is so rad!
They chorus, and carefully don't look at their audience. "I think it's even worth getting slapped around for," Terezi adds with painful earnestness. And Lachula winces, uncalculated. Yeah. Let's say it's that." "Wow, you're hardcore, Mini-Me." She shakes off the worried look, grins, ruffles Terezi's hair. Terezi leans into it without thinking, because it feels good and safe and crew. "And your hair's mad cute. How old even are you? I wasn't filling any buckets yet when you were hatched, was I? How'd that even happen?" Lachula turns to the interrogator, like he might have a clue. He's still staring, stunned. Terezi's ID card forgotten in the middle of the table. A pause. "Huh. Yeah, pretty much exactly that. Dang, this is hardcore malicious. I'm so stoked. Anyway, I get to show her around? When you're done here, at least?"
A genetic test first," he manages. Lachula just shrugs.
"Well, of course. But after that, can I have her?" He stares at the two of them, and rubs his head, and glances at the telepath. "Aha! Olive lady in the corner." And she nods minutely, confirming Terezi isn't sure. That they're surprised to see each other, that they sincerely believe their ancestor and descendant, that after so long in the muted, non-physical limbo of dream bubbles, at the first sniff of real blood and sweat, they have clicked as crew instantly.
"I suppose she's missed the first orientation course by now." "Yes, fine, you may."
He gets them escorted to medical. He doesn't come with. Stays behind, shaking his head.
Terezi stalks her way through the corridors and spends all her time not scoping out exits, watching Latula, goddamn Pyrope, beam down at her with all her teeth and grinning back. Gallows Calibrator, GC, started trolling Gutsy Gumshoe, GG. GC. Big grin! GG. Finally, what took you so long? I was starting to think you'd run afoul of some old flame with a score to settle. GC. Haha! Almost! Smile! GG. GC. By the way, you're my only registered quad at the moment, and I just learned I have to apply for exceptions, so contacting anyone else from here is going to have to wait until the paperwork goes through. GC. Or at least until Feffery has landed on people hard enough. GG. Well, that's darned inconvenient. I'll get the incomparable Ms. Pixies on it as soon as my shift is over. GC. Can I trust you to handle the distribution for me in the meantime? GC. Who am I kidding? Of course I can. Clubs. Gallows Calibrator, GC, has sent you their contact list. Do you wish to add GC's contact list to your own? Y. N. GG. Huh. GG. I had better not regret clicking yes. GG. Y. Contact lists merged. Apocalypse Arisen. Avidly Ondere. Turntech Godhead. Adios, Torridor. Astraddle, Tinkerboy. Teamus Testified. Tawdry, Aversity. Twin Armageddons. Carcinogeneticist. Cognant Gospel. Undying Umbridge. Uranian Umbra. Apostolate Clamor. Arsenic Catnip. Garden Gnostic. Goliath's Terror. Gigonor Amorous. Grim Auxiliatrix. Gallows Calibrator. Guiver Chillaxing. Gutsy Gumshoe. Anecdotal Gloatachin. Arachnid's Grip. Ectobiologist. Censure's Testicle. Cheerfully Trotant. Terminally Capricious. Thespian Charon. Tentacle Therapist. Caligula's Aquarium. Crooner Assailing. Tipsy Nostalgic. Cod Complex. Cuttlefish Color. GC. Big grin, big grin, big grin, big grin, big grin, big grin, smile! GG. Are these? GG. I do believe the traditional saw here is, I regret nothing. GG. Holy smokes! Forwarding immediately. GC. Yeah! GC. Ha ha! Thanks for an actual shit ton, Jay-Z girl! GC. And tell Crabcakes and Mini Porn Star to holla my way, yeah? I'll be mad stoked to hear from them. GG. Will do. Bucktooth smile. GG. I don't rightly suppose I can trust you to keep that loon in line. GC. Kinky! Wink smile. GC. No, she can't. A wink smile. GC. But I'm sure you can trust her to help me show the lines what for. GG. That's, alas, precisely what I'm afraid of. Bucktooth smile. GG. Have fun. GG. Don't leave the training center in shambles. GC. I'm gonna have to disregard one of the two here. GC. Probably the longer one. Frustrated face. GC. Clubs. GG. I am aghast and stupefied, and will be naming every one of my white hairs after you. GG. And on that note, it's time to go remind Gamzee that I tie him to beds because I care. GC. Give him a whack from me. GG. Only if you give yourself a whack from him. GG. Photographic evidence, please. Bucktooth smile. Clubs. Gutsy Gumshoe, GG, stopped trolling Gallows Calibrator, GC. The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!